This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Early on in my career, I worked at a small financial firm. The company has since been acquired a couple times over, but while I was there, I ended up becoming good friends with one of the people that worked in the mailroom. When you see someone every day, it's only natural to strike up a conversation and get to know them. Over time, I became acutely aware that this individual knew everything that was going on in the company. Now, he wasn't sharing anything non-public or sensitive corporate secrets, just the day-to-day information of what the company was doing in areas that I otherwise might never realize. It came to be that if you really wanted to know what was going on in the company, go to the mailroom. Given the volatility and uncertainty this year, wouldn't it be great if there was a mailroom for the equity markets? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of May 30th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. I have often found myself saying if you really want to get a sense for the equity markets, pay attention to what the bond markets are telling us, in particular, corporate bonds. This is because, in general, equity investors are fixated on the potential upside of the equity markets, or how much can we make, whereas bond investors are focused on the downside, how much can we lose. Corporate bonds, investment grade and high yield, tend to do poorly in a weaker economy. This is because as an economy weakens, corporate sales earnings fall and the risk of default increases. As the economic risk increases, investors demand higher and higher yields to own the debt. And more specifically, investors demand higher yields over and above the safety of government bonds. The difference between corporate bond yields and government bond yields is commonly referred to as credit spread. In times of higher default risk, for example, if a company has taken on too much debt or if there are economic stresses that can negatively impact business, credit spreads increase. Investment-grade corporate spreads recently reached a near-term high of 153 basis points, coinciding with the S&P 500 near-term low. Or we saw the similar risk in the corporate bond market as we did the equity market. High-yield spreads widened out to 504 basis points on May 24th, just a few days after the S&P 500 index reached its near-term low. Credit spreads have been moving higher since the start of the year, so yes, bond investors have been expressing some risk aversion. But how do these spreads compare with the last 10 years? Well, high-yield investors were demanding just over 5%, more than the equivalent government bond just a couple weeks ago. The average high-yield bond spread over the last 10 years was 465 basis points, or 4.65%. So the last few weeks have been only a touch higher than average. More importantly, the recent peak in credit spreads were still below where we were during the 2018 correction and much below where we were in the 2011 European debt crisis, the 2015 mid-cycle slowdown, and the 2020 COVID lockdown. As of last Friday, high yield and investment grade spreads have eased off. High yield in particular is at 4.35%, or 435 basis points. Over the last 10 years, high-yield spreads have been wider 49% of the time, and 30% of the time for investment-grade corporate bonds. So what are the bond markets telling us about the equity markets today? Well, high-yield bonds haven't experienced the same kind of volatility as the equity markets. They're not implying any great economic risk on the horizon. That means is that this correction is less likely a statement on the economy, and more likely the equity markets blowing off some steam. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.